This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and King Abdullah II of Jordan jointly addressed India-Jordan Business Forum in Amman today, with both leaders outlining ambitious plans to transform economic cooperation between the two nations. The forum was attended by leading business dignitaries from both sides. King Abdullah described the forum as an opportunity to discuss partnerships and joint investment in the vital sectors. In his address, the king emphasized that Jordan offers competitive advantages across key sectors. He invited Indian business to leverage Jordan's location to build integrated logistical and processing hubs through India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, routes to enable Indian and Jordanian agricultural and industrial exports. Several memorandum of understanding are set to be signed between Indian and Jordanian trade bodies during the forum. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Addis Ababa in Ethiopia in the second leg of his three-nation tour. He will be holding wide-ranging discussions with the Prime Minister, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, on all aspects of India-Ethiopia bilateral ties. This will be Prime Minister Narendra Modi's first visit to Ethiopia, where he will also address a joint session of the Ethiopian Parliament. The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rojgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. Union Agriculture Minister Sivaraj Singh Chauhan moved the bill to establish a modern statutory framework aligned with Viksit Bharat 2047, guaranteeing 125 days of wage employment per rural household whose adult members volunteer to do unskilled manual work. During the introduction of the bill, various members of the opposition parties opposed the introduction of the bill. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today introduced the Sabka Bima Sabki Raksha Amendment of Insurance Bills 2025 in the Lok Sabha. The bill amends the Insurance Act 1938, the Life Insurance Corporation Act 1956, and the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority Act 1999. The opposition parties, including DMK and TMC, opposed introduction of the bill. The Rajya Sabha paid homage to the brave hearts who made supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation on 54th Vijay Diwas today. The day marks victory of India against Pakistan in 1971 when the House assembled at 11 a.m. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan saluted the valor and determination of India's courageous armed forces who led the nation to a historic victory. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated Paramvir Dirgha at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of Vijay Diwas today. The gallery has the portraits of all 21 Paramvir Chakra awardees on display. It aims to educate visitors about our national heroes who displayed dauntless resolve and unconquerable spirit in defending our nation. It is also an initiative to honor the memory of our brave hearts who have laid down their lives in the service of the motherland. In sports, India has win against Malaysia in Under-19 Asia Cup by 315 runs. Earlier, Abhigyan Kundu brought his double century in 121 balls against Malaysia. En route his doubleton, Kundu surpassed Ambati Raidu 177 to register the highest score by an Indian in Under-19 ODI cricket. Apart from Kundu, Vedant Trivedi also scored 90 while Vaibhav Suryavanshi scored 50. In 50 overs, India posted a total of 408-7 against Malaysia, to which Malaysia succumbed to 93 runs. In bowling, D. Devendram took 5 wickets whole for India. India and the United Arab Emirates have reaffirmed their commitment to the implementation of India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor and Work for Global South. This statement was made during the meeting of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Both leaders co-chaired 16th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting and 5th round of the India-UAE Strategic Dialogue yesterday in Abu Dhabi. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.